This is the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, by Golden Isles Pharmacy, Moondoggies, and by Golden Isles Collision. Now, here is your host, Kip Branch.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. We're live from Moondoggies, and I'm Kip Branch. In this segment of the Pirate Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Golden Isles Collision, and by our host Moondoggies. And now join us, the head coach of the fourth-ranked Brunswick High Pirates, Sean Pender. Coach, we keep climbing.
Yeah, it's a good thing. We want to keep climbing.
We keep climbing. Homecoming 56-21, just pasting of the South Effingham Mustangs. You had to be pleased with the outcome and the offense, 8 for 8, 8 touchdowns. That was it. I mean, that's perfect on the night.
Yeah, it's pretty good efficiency. And I want to point out too, Kip, 0 holding calls.
Yes.
Zero holding calls from the week before. We had 9, and we cut it down to 0. So that was definitely a good plus. So we didn't have to really work from behind the chains much, and we just had a really good night offensively. We ran the ball well, we threw the ball well, everything just executed for us, and it was just a big night. And then defensively, we did well. We had two long runs that we gave up. One of them was just we blitzed a guy out of position, and a guy didn't slide down to make the play, and they made a long break for a touchdown. And the other long run they had was a missed tackle. We had a guy there for him. We missed him, and he broke a long one. And then after that, they were able to punch it in. And then, of course, the third touchdown came from a special teams drop punt. We don't want to have any more of those. We already had a couple of those
this year.
They both hurt. Yep. Yeah.
Word association game. One word. Touchdown, Terry Mitchell.
Yeah. He's special. He was our player of the week this week. Touchdown, Terry. Some of our assistant coaches are fighting right now about who gets the trademark that name. They're claiming both of them are calling him Touchdown, Terry. No, one says they did it first. The other one says they did it first. Whatever. But he is living up to his name. He had a tremendous JV season in the games he was playing up to this point. The only varsity he was playing was really just on special teams. And then when Jaden Drayton went down with his ankle, and then he was able to step in and make some plays, we really saw how special he could be on Friday night as well. JV, we knew he was special. He had 10 receptions and 8 touchdowns, hence the name Touchdown Terry. And then Friday we started throwing him the football, and he ended up going 3 for 3, 162 yards and 3 touchdowns. So
3 touchdowns.
And the shortest touchdown, though, was probably the most impressive.
Yeah, when he made about 17 people miss to get to the goal line.
He did. He caught an out route, and he juked a couple people on one, and then he sprinted. He might weigh 140 pounds, too, Kip.
He's not big.
No, he's not. And then you thought he was hemmed up, and he broke through tackles, and he dove into the end zone, and I don't know how he got there, but he did.
My broadcast partner told me a Muhammad Ali joke one time. Muhammad Ali said one time, I'm so fast I can be in the bed before it gets dark, and I turn out the light. That's kind of like this kid. He's pretty quick.
Yeah, he is pretty quick. When he gets behind you, it's a wrap. Now, several weeks ago, I was messing with him in the New Hampshire game because he got run down by a kicker.
Yeah, but that was an angle, Coach.
It was.
But they had like a wide receiver player kicking off, though.
They did. The kid was fast, too. But I like to mess around with Terry about that because Terry is a very, very fast kid, and not very many people can run with him. And anyhow, he proved that he is definitely Friday night worthy. Another kid that had a big night, too, was Jacoby Hill. Jacoby Hill combined for 184 or 85 yards on the night between rushing and receiving, and he does it quietly. He had over 90 yards in receiving. He had over 90 yards in rushing.
Yeah, I'm responsible for keeping track of the drives on the radio broadcast and the play. So I love one play, 69-yard drives. They're easy to keep track of, Coach.
Yeah, we averaged, we only had 39 snaps. We averaged a touchdown every five snaps, so that was pretty efficient football.
587 yards of total offense in those 39 plays, Coach. 387 of it through the air. And you've been talking about that breakout game for the wide receivers. 14 for 18, 387, and five touchdown passes Friday night.
With three quarterbacks.
With three quarterbacks.
Three quarterbacks, and all three quarterbacks threw touchdown passes. And it was and the efficiency was pretty equal when you looked at it. Don't remember as many completions of what they had, but I know the incompletions. Like Sutton Ellis had two drives with one incompletion. Jeffrey had four drives with two incompletions. And then he had two drives with one incompletion. I don't know all the completions, but I know they all at least completed one because they all threw touchdown passes.
It's the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, running backs just continue to do what they do, catch the ball, run the ball. Reese Simmons was blowing people up, blocking. Leon Charlton playing good. That little package you bring in with the wing T look, when you put the quarterback under the center, that's a good package when you have all three of your backs on the field at the same time.
Yeah, we got four. Don't forget about Pat Leggett. We always forget about little Pat, man, and he does a great job. And but yeah, you got the four-headed monster, I should call it. And then when JD's in there, it's a five-headed monster. So yeah, you have a bunch of weapons right there that can run the football, and they all can do good things, not just to run in the football kit, but they block well, extremely well. Matter of fact, pass block, run block. And then when it comes to receiving, every one of them can catch.
T.J. Smith had a big touchdown catch Friday night. You've been waiting on that breakout game from him. Kevin Thomas had a couple of catches. Terry Smith, wide receivers, you know, you've been waiting for some of them to step up, and it looks like it happened last Friday.
Yeah, you know, Elbine has been doing a really solid job in the slot and at the tight end spot, just making some good catches across the middle. But to have one of the wideouts step up a little bit more, we were looking for that. And where T.J. Smith had made a couple really good grabs, the diving catch that he made on a post route, and then of course the other like skinny post route he ran for the long touchdown run. That was huge for that young man. He works really hard. He just hasn't seen it pay off on a Friday night yet. We tried to target him several times and were unsuccessful. And Friday we were finally successful in targeting him, and he showed out. He had a great game. And then the other wide out, you know, we made the move and moved Terry Mitchell there, and now everyone knows him as Touchdown Terry.
Last question before we go to the first break. 587 yards, 39 plays. That means your offensive line was blowing people up, Coach.
Oh, absolutely. No, none of this works without the blue wall. They did a great job. And the pass protection, you can't say enough about, because the defense that we were up against is a defense that's made to confuse you. And I don't think the only quarterback we had, I know our first two quarterbacks that played, their jerseys did not get dirty. They did not get touched all night long. And then the second one, I think he did run. We had one little quarterback run with him. So that's the only reason his jersey got dirty, because it wasn't from getting hit by any defensive players from pass protection, that's for sure.
He ran the ball, but he got about 15 yards, so it wasn't like he was running for his life. But it was a designed running play, so he RPO, and he just tucked it and ran.
Yeah, it was just a little sprint out, and you have a choice. If the guy's open, throw it. If he's not, run it, and he ran it.
More to come on the Pirate Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simons Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com. 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Penn on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kev Branch. This segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery and by Golden House Pharmacy. Coach, defensively, we played pretty good. We had give up basically two touchdowns, and they ran the ball a little bit. I mean, it's hard to stop people every week when you're just, it looks like a pinball machine on the scoreboard when your offense is scoring every time they had the ball.
Yeah, but don't tell Coach Tedder that. You know, Coach Tedder, I was just talking to him, he's aggravated about those long runs, because when you look at it statistically, they rushed for over 100 yards and we didn't meet the goal that we wanted to keep them under 100 yards rushing. So he's, you know, upset about that, and he reminds the defense of that daily. Hopefully we'll do a lot better job coming out and stopping that. But again, it does happen that way. When your offense is scoring really fast, your defense tends to be on the field more snaps. And when more snaps becomes more opportunities for teams that, you know, make plays against you. And that's just what happened. It was our defense on the field a lot. And during that time period where they're on the field so much, they got a little wore down, made some mental mistakes here and there. And it cost us.
You know, one of the, you know, the air raid offense, I mean, it's kind of a quick strike and you can score points in bunches. And when you do that, your defense is going to be on the field more.
Right. And it's just styles of play. You know, kid, when you play fast and you're scoring quickly, your defense is going to give up more points. It's just how it goes. It doesn't mean that your defense had a bad night or anything like that. It's just, when you're power run football and you're run, you're eating up the clock. You're maybe not getting the big chunk yards like you were. You might still be scoring some points, but it takes a little bit longer to score the points. And then you do a little bit more ball control so that the opposition don't have the ball as much, and they don't have as much, you know, opportunity to score. So, you know, it just depends on the style of play. Now, fortunately, with the breakout game of the wide receivers and the quarterback, we can show that we can actually do both styles. And if we can continue to do that, you know, week to week, it will make us a very, very difficult offense to stop. And then you put that together with the way our special teams usually plays and the way our defense usually plays, then you have the makings of a really good football team.
Coach, this is some of the stuff I heard after the Glenn Academy game, and you respond to it, you know, because we came out last week and we were pretty balanced on the run game and the passing game. After the Glenn game, people said, or saying, and I heard it, had it said to me in the press box last Friday night, the blueprint's out there on how to stop Brunswick. And then we come out and throw for almost 400 yards, and I'm looking at some of those people after the game and I'm thinking, yeah, that blueprint, you might need to rip it up. But talk a little bit about that.
You know, everyone has a plan until they get punched in the mouth.
Mike Tyson.
that. I mean, that's serious. I mean, it is what it is. We all make plans. We all do things. We all think we can stop somebody. But, you know, at the end of the night, the people in the stands, you know, that's what they buy their tickets for, to go out there and talk and have a good time and play whatever professional they want to play. But when it comes to the actual X's and O's, it's the kids and how they perform, the coaches getting the kids ready, and sometimes when, you know, your kids are out there and they're performing extremely well, you have really good nights. And if they're not performing really well, then it's not good enough. You know? It's just, that's just how it goes. The coach's job is to get the kids ready, get the kids ready to play, make sure the game plan is sound. And, you know, we were very confident in our game plans every week. We're confident in our kids' ability. And, you know, when we make a game plan to do something, we try to go out and execute it. And for the most part, we've been able to do it. So if a team does want to say the blueprint is to bring the safeties up to 8 yards, which this one did, they put 8 men in the box. They brought their safeties up real tight. So we had over the middle wide open. So we took advantage of it, and our kids executed. And once our kids executed, the rest was history. So you can do that if you want to. You can try to stop Jacoby and Ree and the rest of the Wolfpack by bringing them all up. But when you do that, now you're giving us opportunity for big play, big strike. And so maybe this week there'll be a bunch playing at the line of scrimmage and a bunch playing way back, and then we have to show what we can do in the intermediate passing game. So who knows? Who knows what will happen?
You're listening to the Pirate Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, special teams. Did we punt Friday night? I don't know. We scored 8 touchdowns and took a knee right before the half.
Yeah, that don't really count as much.
Nah, that was one seconds. We had to run 3 seconds off the clock at the end of the half.
Right.
So kickoff coverage was pretty doggone good.
Yeah, excellent. Sometimes we had them tackled inside the 20, I think twice. And yeah, kickoff coverage was really good all night. That's something that Coach Shores works really hard on. We worked really hard too this last weekend, this week, on our punt team, whether you didn't get to see it this past week, but we worked real hard because we had a punt blocked against Glenn that really cost us. And we worked hard on trying to get that fixed. But kickoff coverage did fantastic. PAT field goal, he was 8 for 8. But yeah, just we had that one little flaw on punt return. We should have let that ball go in the end zone. It was over our heads. Our player went back and he just tried to make a play when really wasn't necessary to try to make a play. He should have let that one bounce in the end zone.
Yeah, Ivan looked like he was trying to play center field back there.
Was running back. He was trying to return one.
He
was getting antsy, and he wanted a chance to return a long punt, but it backfired.
When we come back from break, we'll start talking about the Statesboro Blue Devils. We'll be right back to the Brunswick Head Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Your proud new home for the Brunswick High Pirates Sean Pender Coaches Show this season, Moon Doggies. Be sure to be there every Wednesday night at 7 as the Pirates head coach breaks down the week in Brunswick High football. And be sure to try the best wings in town, hands down. Moon Doggies, 36 Canal Road, 912-264-4888. Online at moondoggiespizza.com. And let's go Pirates! Golnow's Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Penner on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branson. This segment is brought to you by Golden Isles Collision and by Moondoggies. Coach, we go to Statesboro, historic Womack Field Friday night. Been a tough place to play for Brunswick over the years. Been successful lately, but prior to 2008, that was a trip I just dreaded to go on.
You know, Kip, I've been coaching in this area since 1998. And I have never once played in Statesboro Stadium. Not one time. So this was going to be the first for me.
You're about to get the full Statesboro experience if you
I got part of it.
Between the lines there.
I got part of it versus Glenn Academy when we had a Statesboro crew. Reference, so I kind of see, where that could be heading, but we'll see. I don't know. We'll see how it works out. Hopefully, it'll be a good game and fairly called.
Statesboro is a big, just a big physical looking football team, Coach, like they always are. They always have big kids. They always try to play a physical brand of football, and this year they don't look any different.
No different. They're really big up front. Their offensive line solid. Their defensive line solid. They have pretty big linebackers. They have fast running backs, and their quarterback, I know he's young. I think he might be a sophomore, but the kid is fast. He can fly, and his older brother is a running back that's really good, but they got two really good running backs, number 5 and number 7. Their quarterback's number 1. All of them can run the ball extremely well. They throw the ball, efficient, efficient enough to hurt you, but it's the running attack that they do real well. They have a kicker, and they can kick it in the end zone. It seems like everybody in this region always has a kicker that can kick it in the end zone, so they're pretty solid there. Defense, we're going to see an 8-man front. They're going to run a 4-4 defense, cover 3 on the back end. They might try to switch it up a little bit. Last year, they tried to switch their defense up and play us a little bit more man coverage. And then they played, they even switched up the front between the odd and the even just to try to confuse us. This year, we've kind of seen both of them, so we're all right. Even Glenn Academy, who usually is a 3-man front team, came out in a 4-man front against us to try to see if that would slow down our run game. So, we're prepared for all of it. We're even prepared for them to come out in the wishbone just in case they decide to do that, because Coach Kaiser's team, they run the inside zone very well. They run a lot of power football, but Coach Kaiser, his if he had his choice, he would run wishbone all the time. So I know that's their short yardage package. I know they like to do that stuff, so I wouldn't be surprised if we saw a little bit of that as well.
We've seen that wishbone over the years with them, and they used to run it really, really well. Coach, offensively, they kind of they just like to run the ball downhill. You said they don't throw it a whole lot. So talk a little bit about what we got to do on defense to stop them.
They have some RPOs that they throw, and there's some wheels out in the backfield. Stuff that hurt us in two games, matter of fact. The Ware County game, we got hurt with a wheel out of the backfield, and then we also got hurt on the long one in the New Hampstead game. So, they do the same thing. We got to make sure we make that adjustment so they don't hurt us with that play. They hurt they hurt Richmond Hill with that play, so we know it's there. But they got a little double reverse pass that they do, also a little trickery here and there, but it's the inside-outside zone combination runs that they do, and the read zones, the power reads and stuff that the quarterback does. He does a really good job on changing up the gaps that he reads. Sometimes it'll be a C-gap defender, sometimes it'll be a B-gap defender. So in that situation, we have to make sure we're doing our read keys the way we're supposed to do them, not getting upfield, making sure we establish the line of scrimmage, and don't leave any gaps, because you leave them a gap, they can hurt you with it.
I remember when Coach Pennington was at Statesboro, they'd line up in this defense where they'd line their defensive lineman 3 yards off the football, and they'd just try to react to whatever you were doing. They'd try to keep everything in front of them.
They don't do that now.
Yeah, that was crazy.
No, they're not doing that now. Now they're going to be in a 4-man front for the most part, just a traditional 4-4 schemes. And they play them well. They play them well. They understand run reads real well, and they react well to the run. And then they see a high hat or something from a tackle, they're going to drop in there and get in their pass steps. So we just got to make sure we're efficient on what we're doing, make sure we're lined up and we're disciplined on both sides of the ball. And if we can do that, not have the penalties that stall our drives, don't give them any penalties to keep their drives alive, we'll be in good shape.
Richmond Hill was winning that football game against Statesboro. They were up by a touchdown in the fourth quarter. What happened for Statesboro to come back and win that football game?
3 turnovers in the fourth quarter by Richmond Hill. Fumbles, and they just kept turning the ball over, and then Statesboro was able to get good field position and was able to punch it in.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I drove to Statesboro yesterday with a formal dress for my daughter. So it's not a long trip up there, Coach. Only about 100 miles, a little over 100 miles. Anything you want to say to our fans before we wrap up tonight? We usually take a pretty good crowd with us to Statesboro.
Yeah, we need to make the trip again. And as we're going to need the crowd there. We're going to need the support. This is going to be a very tough football game. It's going to be a game that's going to come down to four quarters of play. We got to make sure we're on our A game, and there's nothing like playing in front of a group of fans that come to support you and travel a long way to do so.
Coach, we're 6-0, 2-0 in the region. We'll get a win Friday night. We can pretty much punch our playoff ticket in, clinch a playoff berth, but then, you know, then we got three more games to finish down the road. So what do we need to do to beat the Statesboro Blue Devils? Sum it up.
Well, number one, we can't beat ourselves. Can't beat ourselves. We got to make sure that we're still clicking. Do what we've been practicing on the field. Come out there with great enthusiasm. Get after it. Overcome adversity if adversity hits. We've been talking about that all week long. We've been told that going up to Statesboro is a very difficult place to go up and play. So we understand that and understand that going in. We're understanding that we'll be hit with some adversity, and we just have to play through it, keep our head in the game, and play hard for all four quarters to see what happens. If we do that, Kip, we'll pull away with a victory.
We can't face much more adversity than we did in that city championship game. Our backs were against the wall, Coach, and that football team showed me something.
We do. We have it in us. We have an it factor about us. We just got to continue to prove it every night, every Friday. This Friday's no different. We got to attack it like it's a championship ball game. It's the only game we play, so it's the only one on that we care about, and we got to go after it and do what we've been doing every Friday.
All right. Thank you for joining us for the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to join us each and every week right here at Moondoggies at 7:30 p.m. For Coach Pender, I'm Kip Branch, and as always, Coach Francis ain't here tonight.
Yeah, go Pirates!